Sack Gamers Podcast. Welcome to the Rusak Gamers Podcast, episode 111. Todd is back. Now, in last game, we had gone to the nightclub to scope it out and ended up making a connection with our mark. D-Rez wasn't so successful chatting her up, but Rickett got her to dance. Rez then snuck into the club's security center in order to download a bunch of videos. Gaius gave him the time to do all this by causing a disturbance in the club. The sim, Icarius, was back in our ship, the meat locker, when he noticed an officious person nosing around. This turned out to be an inspector for House Cipriani. We pick up this week in the bar with D-Rez getting access to the system while Gaius continues his assault on the club's bouncers. Later, Val and Icarius deal with the inspector, and we plan a break-in. And at the end of this podcast, we do tend to some feedback from the blog. Oh, and Mike McConnell, writer of Nova Praxis, wants everyone to know that you can get the regular PDF at DriveThruRPG on a pay-what-you-want basis. Now, this isn't the wonderful augmented PDF, which we are currently using, and is a mind-bogglingly cheap $15. But it is a great resource for anyone who wants to play Nova Praxis. Remember, comments, critique, and general feedback can be left in our voicemail, 502-4141-RU, that's 502-4141-766. Or send us email, roy@rusakgamers.com. Stop by our rpgcrosstalk.com forum. Just scroll down to the Rusak Gamers section. You can listen to us on Stitcher. Just go to stitcher.com, download the program to your computer, phone, or tablet, and listen whichever way you prefer. Enjoy the show. Okay, we're recording. That deep sigh was from Jeff.
And I'm sending it out to you kids.
Oh, yes. Todd's back.
Yeah, so where do you want to be?
I'll be with you out in the ship.
Cool. Because I could use some help. I might need some help.
Like picking things up, for instance.
Oh, in the ship, we've got, oh, here are, these are the aspects. The hive is crowded, has flashing lights and deafening music. And it's a guarded VIP area for deals. And then there's monitors and camera control. And I don't.
So it's Disney World.
The other thing is, in the ship, it's ready to take off. That was an aspect because I saw them soon enough. The ship is prepped and we're ready to fly at any minute.
Okay.
So there we go.
All right.
So do we want to go to the ship or do we want to do some more combat with Roy?
Oh, let's do it with Roy.
Well, right now I'm getting drug out of the bar. Well,
I don't think anybody wants to do it.
I got
it
a good
Roy.
Idea. I'm Jason. I'm playing Rickett.
Oh, welcome to the show. We are the Rusak Gamers.
Check us out on GeoCities. I'm Joe. I'll be the GM tonight.
Hi, I'm Jeff. I'm playing Icarius, the Sim. Ghost in the Machine type pilot dude.
I'm Doug. I'm playing D-Rez Storm. He's the resident hacker.
Jason playing Rickett, the tactical genius.
I am Todd. I am playing Val, and I'm back from vacation.
Yay!
Yay! I'm Roy. I'm playing Gaius, and currently I am the meat puppet's distraction machine.
Getting the crap kicked out of him.
Yes, I am.
Currently he's being tenderized.
Is that all you?
Oh, that was a good one.
Oh,
now,
good one.
Roy, you're currently being held. What was our block obstacle? Was it 7?
Yes. The block obstacle is what gets set up, Todd, when one guy grabs him. He sets up the block obstacle, mm-hmm. and he was saying to keep Gaius from attacking the other guard. However, there is, I think, it's fair to say that he has the condition grappled in that. So if Joe wants to put a penalty of 2 or make him re-roll or something, he can invoke grappled on him anytime he tries to attack or defend. Anytime he tries to defend, I think is what we said. I mean, or attack, I guess. But I think he attacking.
Can he can okay. defend as normal unless we want to, invoke the.
And we do. All of us are on this side of the table. We all want to invoke on
or held,
we
which makes it a little tougher to defend, yeah. but he can still defend.
Okay.
Yeah, because last time
which
we.
Even I think it's fair.
We were arguing about whether, and quite a bit of arguing about whether or not the,
the
obstacle.
By the time they listen to the episode, there will be very little arguing.
But, and, hi, we're the Rusak Gamers. Good night!
Thanks for listening.
But we decided that while it's fair to use it to keep him from defending himself, it's probably too much to do either or. And because he said, I'm going to keep you from attacking, that's what the obstacle goes up against. Otherwise, it's probably really powerful.
Okay. And it was Mike McConnell himself, the writer of Nova Praxis, who helped us out with that ruling.
Yeah.
And he also wanted to let our listeners know that you can get the regular PDF of Nova Praxis at DriveThruRPG on a pay-as-you-want basis.
What does that mean?
You can pay what you want. You can go there and pay $1. You can pay $2. Okay. You can pay $100 if you want.
Okay. It is not...
$1 million.
Yeah, if you want to pay him $100, he deserves it, but you don't have to.
If you pay him $1 million,
he'll take it.
I think Doug needs a cut of that just for saying it.
Yes.
And now back to the show.
Okay, so we are at the top of the round. Bill is not here. He was just filming anyway. Jason, you're up.
Stay with her.
Okay. Matsumi's with you, so you guys are just with the crowd. Roy.
I'm going to try to overcome the block.
Block the
and
block.
And that's, was that athletics? What was the?
Are you going to attack the block?
I think we were rolling athletics.
I think it was athletics.
Which I need to roll really
Roy,
well.
Roy,
mm-hmm.
If your goal here is just to delay and get beat up, you should put a block on them so they can't move you out of the bar.
Make them kill you here.
Right. Make it harder for them to move you.
Eventually, they will have to drag me out of here. And that serves as a distraction
once you're
as well,
unconscious,
right?
Yes.
So by maintaining the fight as long as I can, I'm doing the same thing. Now, just nobody wants to watch three guys roll around holding each other for hours.
Right, but for you to attack, you have to overcome
There's
a block
a,
of
right.
seven.
I'm going to try to overcome the block, and I'm going to attack him.
Okay, but I think Doug's right. But if Joe or any of us, for that matter, wanted to invoke on you the grappled condition, that could play into it.
Sure.
But you can do that.
Teamwork here.
I'm trying to give you bennies, man. I'm trying to give you fate chips. Sorry, you're low.
All he needs is one to survive.
Nope. That was ugly, Roy.
That's going to be bad. That's.
I'm going to invoke him, make him reroll.
You're not there.
Doesn't matter.
So you can invoke even though you're not there?
Invoking is not a player, it's not character to character. Invoking is players, hey, I think your character in this situation is
okay.
should do X. And he can take it
so
or not.
So far that's a one.
You know,
so.
you don't have to take a compel or
an invitation. I'm gonna have to roll Yahtzee in order to do anything in that.
Okay. Or you could just block and prevent them from dragging you out.
Yeah, Roy. Well,
right now they're gonna beat up on me.
Okay, so Roy, what was the deal with pushing?
They can move in one zone.
So, okay. Yeah, if he wants to move me, I'm ready to roll against it.
I think he's going to maintain his grapple. The other one's going to hit you, though.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Oop.
That was luck.
Yeah.
And he is using his combat training, which is adds 2 to his melee.
That ain't good. That ain't good either.
Well, I'm at -2.
I'm at 2.
What does that mean?
That means I'm... You said -2?
Well, my effort total is a 2.
Oh, so...
He would hit you.
So he would hit me, but... You're just punching me, right? So you'd hit me, but it would do nothing.
Well, they had batons. They had the batons.
Yeah, if you get the baton, then the baton gives me the stress. Okay.
That's what he's using. But
what's the weapon?
I want to spend his fate chip, and I'm going to invoke your bum leg.
Okay.
Ooh, he hit you in the leg.
Popped you in the... Oh, nice.
So that'll be a 5 stress then? Because is it...
So well, he hasn't. Does he? Do you roll, or you just? You well, just add the damage.
What's the weapons rating on the baton? Is what
I'm going to minus two from his roll.
Let's see you dance, Gimpy.
And so that'd be two for the hit, and then four.
Okay,
for the
so
weapon.
Now I'm at a zero, and he's at a two.
So stress would be like six, isn't it?
But then he adds
it
in the baton.
It depends on what the baton weapon rating is. Three.
Three, so it's a five.
So that would be.
Now, I know in some compels and evokes, he can choose not to accept the. I mean,
yeah, and then I got to pay it. I got to pay one.
Oh, to stop it. To stop it. Okay. Is that just from GM? I think it's just from the GM. I don't think with other players. I think you can just say, I don't want it.
Just from the GM.
Okay.
So far, that would give me five total stress. I'm going to take a minor consequence.
What's the minor consequence?
Oh, let's see.
Kneecapped.
Kneecap sounds worse.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Why?
Gimpy?
Why?
I mean, that's kind of what it is. It's
seeing
making
stars.
Me more... No, he hit me in the leg.
Still make you see stars.
Okay, Joe. The other one?
The one just
maintained block,
and the one just popped you, so Doug's up.
So you, but you took three stress?
Yes.
Okay, so last time I used, System Invasion to gain access to the system. So today I will download the last, what do we say, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? Last 3 weeks of video.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay, we'll say that file because it's video. I'd like to do an extended test, but I don't want 20 minutes between each attempt. So why don't we do, I don't know, guys, what's fair?
Oh, a test a week, and each test takes one round?
No, not a week.
A test gets a week's worth of video, so three tests, and each test takes a round? Is that what you're saying?
I think that works for me.
That's fair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because the last time I think we got hung up with the actual fact that it took 20 minutes, because we were doing round after round after round, and then Doug.
Yeah.
And then round after round, and let's just let Doug do.
No, that's fair.
Let's let Doug be Doug. Let D-Rez be D-Rez.
Yeah.
So we'll do a round a week.
Do it, Doug.
Can't roll a good D-Rez down.
Now, do I have a difficulty that I have to set, or are you just executing sync in it?
It's sync against
the difficulty.
Difficulty.
Yeah, and the difficulty is a three. Like, it's a sync against the difficulty, and a sync is a two. And it doesn't modify. The only thing that modifies it is if you've got if you're attacking a sentient creature and it's got software, it's got a sync of its own that adds to the difficulty.
Do you get all that?
Yeah, okay. So difficulty three for each to access upload the security footage and download it.
Well, the system invasion gave me full access to any file that's readable on the system. So we're just talking about finding it and copying it off.
Exactly.
Yeah. What am I testing? Software engineering?
Did he do one test last time?
Yes.
He got into the system.
Right.
I made the system. Software engineering is manipulating existing software, so that makes sense.
Unless it's research. But
research is what you would do to analyze the footage.
Well, that's what he's talking about. He's trying to get footage.
No, I think you would probably need to do research to analyze the footage and see what you
He gets
find.
The footage, you research it.
Oh, okay.
He's looking for AVI files and with a specific date stamp on it.
Okay.
Software engineering?
I'd call it a difficulty two software engineering.
Okay.
Knock yourself out.
Oh, yeah.
That's an eight.
You'd like to put
an aspect on that. That's spent.
Or can
easily search.
Can he get two in one?
Bandwidth.
Can he get two in one? And save himself a test?
Well, if it's an extended test, then every spin takes off one from the total.
One effort.
One from the effort, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you said the effort's three.
Yeah.
Or the effort was two.
No, it was three tests.
It was three.
Okay. Go ahead.
So you said the difficulty was two.
So it's a six. So that's.
Well.
Yeah. So you only got one more test.
Five is one spin, and eight is two spins. And I got an eight. So I got two spins, right? So didn't I just do the whole thing?
So
in
you
one
got
swoop?
It all in one. Swoop.
Yeah, I got it all in one swoop.
Sweet.
Cool.
Now get out of there.
He's so amazing.
He's amazing.
No, now I have to erase the last hour. Just keep getting beat up. You're doing fine. I'll say over the headset. I got the data. Just hold him off a little longer. I have to cover our tracks.
All right. Okay, before we go to the top of the round, Icarius notices on the ship an incoming message. And the only reason I'm doing this is because Todd, in a previous episode, placed our buddy on Graham Salvo.
Yes, I did.
An incoming message from Graham.
Our buddy.
Oh, I'll pull it up so that
Falcon's in.
Yeah.
It's essentially a recorded email. It's not a live feed.
Help me, Icarus. You're our only hope. Help us, Icarus. You're our
so
only hope.
So it's Graham, and it's a text email, and it's basically telling you, look, I'm really sorry about this, but there was an inspector that was here a couple days ago asking questions about you guys. I told him what I knew. I told him what you guys told me, but House Cipriani kind of wants to question you all concerning the attacks at the facility.
Val, we have a problem.
Is that who's outside, you think?
I believe so. It is an inspector. He looked official.
Yeah, okay. You saw his name in the AR. Inspector Carbino, Special Terrorist Unit. So
that's right.
House Cipriani. It actually House said Cipriani. The house. Yeah, mm-hmm. Said the house on there.
You're going to the future Gitmo, buddy.
There is a house inspector outside the ship with a couple of guards.
Well, let's go talk.
I will be there. I will observe. I mean, I'd rather not make my presence known if I don't have to.
Are you still a ghost in the machine?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Change into your orange jumpsuit and go talk to him.
Carbino's a normal-looking dude, kind of a he's in a typical overcoat, flashing his badge around, talking to some of the deckhands or the crew.
Mm-hmm.
They got a clipboard. They're talking to him. He's kind of pointing. And the guards are just sort of patrolling around the ship.
I'll show him what I, you know, when he appeared, I'll show it to him.
Okay. So is there, I guess, just like a landing platform that I can come in? I walk down.
Well, we lower it because it was closed before.
Yes. And I come walking down.
Okay.
No, I'll leave it down. Okay.
Because we are now ready to fly.
Does this person typically have a title?
Inspector.
Inspector.
Mm-hmm. He whistles, and the two guards that were wandering around the ship kind of come to his side.
Is that your dog drone?
So I walk over and I say, "Good evening, Inspector."
He flashes his badge.
Quite impressive, sir.
And he says that he's I'm Inspector Carbino. I'm from Cipriani. I've got a few questions for you and your crew. Where's the rest of the guys?
I believe that the rest of the gentlemen are inside.
Well, go get them. Actually, well, let's just go out and talk to them.
Well, is there something I can help you with, sir?
Yeah, I need to ask you a few questions.
Well, of course.
Why do we have to listen to a house inspector? I mean, what authority does he have to?
Yeah. Is he like?
I'm just questioning. The setting.
Does he have any credibility here? I guess is what.
Does he have any real power? Is what they want to know.
I mean, we can invite him on the ship, but I mean, does he have any kind of authority
to get on the ship, whether we like it or not? Or is he, you know, like muscle that comes in and says, I'm going to do what I want to do.
Like a private investigator who flashes a badge and tries to intimidate people.
Most likely that.
Yeah, screw
him. Private investigator?
Yeah.
So I will be cordial, and that's what I'm doing.
Okay. It's the look on your face.
I am not inviting him anywhere. But I will be delighted to talk with you, Inspector.
Well, I think I'd like to talk to you and the rest of the gang. I understand there's a few of you.
Well, there are several of us, and certainly we are doing everything that we can do to shorten our trip here. But at the moment, I am available, and they are not.
So, what are you guys doing here on Ro? I understand you know Graham Salvo.
Oh, our buddy. Oh, he's a fantastic fella. Yes, I know Graham quite well.
Okay, so he told me you guys were checking out this mining facility, and then oddly enough, it blew up.
Mining facility. Could you be a little bit more specific? I mean, we've been to several mining facilities. I'm not quite sure which one you're talking about.
Switches are starting to go flipping.
Talking about mining facility 7 on Mercury, exactly however the heck many days ago it was.
It wasn't long ago.
Yeah. 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
Do you mean the one where they had the computer malfunction? Is that the one that you're talking about?
Yeah, that's exactly the one I'm talking about.
Okay.
There was a computer malfunction, an alleged computer malfunction.
I don't know if it was alleged, but it happened. No, we were sent in to see if there was anything that we could do, and, you know, we got attacked a little bit. And
you got attacked by whom?
The what were they?
Just drones.
The drones.
The drones were rampaging. They had gotten out of control.
Huh.
Yeah.
Just out of control. They started attacking people.
Well, I don't know what people were there before us, but by the time we got there, there weren't any more people.
And they were definitely attacking
us. And they definitely attacked us.
We didn't see any bodies, and we went through the whole place.
Right.
So no bodies, and the place just blew up, just exploded. How do you explain that?
After we left, I do believe that there were some other. Well, I mean, you got to understand that these drones were malfunctioning. There was no telling that what was going on. Now, out of game, what they were mining was that explosive in any. Okay.
The droids were firing randomly in all directions.
Right,
though.
Right. So you know, as far as the drones themselves, they were attacking us with. You know, whatever the drones were armed with, and some of them were, I guess, not technically armed, but using, you know, industrial equipment to attack us. But yes, that did happen.
Hmm. What's your name, sir? Val?
Yes.
Val?
Yes, that's correct.
Wait a minute. Do you still have the fake sim on? Or are you using fake Sid or using your real Sid?
No, I still have got the fake one on.
Okay, so your name's not Val.
No, I can still go by Val.
Okay, your Sid's got a name in it though.
Oh, I know.
Okay,
I know.
Oh, you're not going by your popular.
No, I tell you what, I am going to go by because I'm going to use it if I have to. But yeah, I'm Val. Val Sinisant.
So you're not using the fake Sid.
No.
Okay.
So which house are you? Which house is lighting up in his?
Genzon.
Genzon, huh? You know, Graham said that it was a team mostly from House Seva. That's kind of weird that you're from Genzon.
Why is that weird?
Well, he just didn't mention anybody from Genzon. If you're using a fake Sid and I find out about it, I'm going to take you in. Or I will have you taken in.
Well, I can certainly see where that would be an issue with somebody who would use a fake, but I can assure you that I was always the favorite of my family. And my identification can be verified across the system.
Okay, since you're technically lying at this point.
How am I technically
lying?
Well,
I mean, you're
trying to bluff.
I'm going to use my diplomacy to be
nice. Yeah, let's do a roll. Let's do a roll. Because I was going to say, why don't we roll your guile versus my insight?
Guile, or do you want diplomacy?
I think it's both. I mean, so far it has been. I mean, he's being very diplomatic.
I agree.
Up to this point, I mean, I think it's a little bit of both.
But the fact that you are kind of fibbing on the fake Sid.
Kind of fibbing, but I'm being diplomatic about it.
So diplomacy first, and then the guile.
No, you add it. Which one?
I think it's more guile modified by diplomacy in this.
Which
case.
Is higher?
For me,
yeah,
diplomacy.
What's your guile?
Guile is a 2.
And your diplomacy?
4.
All right, so you've got a guile. You add plus 1 because the diplomacy is higher than your guile.
Okay.
But technically both are at play, so you get plus 1 to your guile.
Okay, so I'll roll a 3.
Todd, I would.
You need. Yeah, you
if
need.
If you want to roll diplomacy instead.
It doesn't matter. You tell me what you think is most appropriate. Guile is ability to lie, con, seduce, or bluff. Also, the ability to haggle for a good deal. Whereas diplomacy is to talk with people in a friendly fashion, make a good impression, perhaps convince others to see your side of things in a dispute or debate.
So is he lying diplomatically? Or is he diplomatically shoving in a little bit of a lie in there?
I think you're probably being more diplomatic just from the way you played it.
Okay. Yeah, but I think it's minus 1 from the 4. I think you're right back where you were.
Okay,
I think you're still at a 3.
You're at a 3, yeah.
Okay. All right.
And I'm just going to roll straight up insight. His is a 4. 6.
Wow. What do I have? 3? 3.
You want to...
You got an aspect there?
You got lots of aspects.
I got lots of aspects.
I would start adding.
Reroll. Okay.
No, you don't have to reroll if he's got more than one. Mm-hmm. That would apply here.
You can only use one at character, then something from something else.
Oh, well, I thought
I got
you could...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Oh,
I got
sorry.
6.
That's the wrong thing.
But, those are all character aspects.
Thank you.
Okay.
Let's see, Val.
Just for the record, you can always make him reroll.
You have to compel one of mine, though.
What are yours?
He hasn't done a maneuver. He doesn't know.
Oh. Well, we need to do a perception. We need to do a perception on him. I think head turner would apply.
Or everyone deserves to live their own lives.
I'd go with that one.
Either one.
I'll go with everyone deserves to live their own lives. I'll use that one.
For a reroll?
Now, that's a reroll for me, right?
Yeah.
And you got a 6?
Yep. You're going to have to reroll.
Yeah, because plus 2 is not going to do anything.
No.
Yeah, I'll do that. Same thing.
Hey.
All right. So can I try another one? Or is it too late?
Can
you only use it once?
Well, I think he can. I think he can use a different aspect to reroll if it applies get another reroll. I mean, to add 2.
Once per round, right?
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought.
Is there any scene aspects that might come in handy?
The landing pads are loud.
Yeah, you didn't hear him. Mm-hmm. It's loud. Mm-hmm. You can't hear him properly.
Oh yeah, so what are the aspects out here other than loud? Have we defined what they are?
No, I didn't define any for the landing pad. We could say
busy.
I would compel you to reroll cuz you got distracted by what's going on.
Okay.
Ooh, I mean it's a hub, you know,
right.
People coming by, brushing by and he's maybe getting bumped a little bit. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll say it's busy.
Uh huh.
And noisy.
Yeah. And I'll compel you to re-roll.
Excuse me, pal.
Because you got distracted. Somebody bumped into you.
All right. Spend 2. And
Where's the pan?
I don't know. My 6 will now.
Behind him on the shelf.
My 6 will now become a 6.
Oh! All right, I'm busted.
Hold on. He got a 6 versus a 3. That's spin. Does he get taken away right there on the spot?
It's not spin. It's
no.
Stall.
Oh, yeah, that's stall. Not. Yeah.
So, Val.
Yes.
Why are you using a fake Sid?
I don't have a fake Sid. That is me.
Can I do something while he's talking?
Yeah.
I want to check out I want to use perception and check out the demeanor of the guards that are with him. You know, I want to look at them or if I can do all 3, I want to look and see if there's something I can determine about them watching, you know, where the, what, how are they taking all this in?
Okay.
Do I add the ship in?
If you're using the ship's sensors.
Well, I guess, I mean, I think I have to, right?
Yes, you have to, unless you're looking at it yourself.
Yeah.
Or looking out a window.
I've got a, well, it's a bonus.
You can't actually look out
a
window.
So it's a six.
There you go.
You insensitive Claude.
they're pretty nonchalant about the whole thing.
I mean, is there a...
They're basically deck security that he's pulled over. They're not with him.
Okay. That's kind of what I wanted. I mean,
okay.
And I will.
He's kind of on his own, but he's gotten the guards to join him just in case. Well, just in case.
I will send a message to him and I'll say, the guards are not with him. Try to convince them. Without the guards, he doesn't have any real power here. Use your celebrity.
So he doesn't believe you about the fake Sid.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what we kind of rolled on?
Yeah.
Yeah, why are you using a fake Sid?
And I just told you I'm not a fake Sid. Fellas, gentlemen, and I look and address the both guards. I hate to do this, but do you recognize who I am? And I kind of turn in profile of what my like poster is. And I just kind of look up and do the smile like I am on the movie poster.
He gives a blue steel.
I give him the blue steel.
Who are you? I mean, what, just as me asking, what?
What's your, it's circles, right? You got celebrity.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's head turner. And the whole idea is that I'm kind of a celebrity within the family and I'm kind of this playboy type.
What's your reputation?
Khloe Kardashian.
Six.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a huge reputation.
What's your, what were you famous for? You a model or?
No. Imagine me as a male, Paris Hilton. In other words, I'm the heir without the porn tape, okay?
Just a gigolo.
I'm the heir to the fortune and I've kind of made myself known. So I'm that guy. I'm the guy that they recognize. I'm the guy who, always had the cool video that went viral and stuff like that and, always lived high on the hog and people would recognize me.
Okay.
And I'll use, I mean, if you need me to use an aspect on it, I specifically chose head turner for that.
Well, I would, but I,
there's no role. I mean, should I roll for the guards to recognize? I mean, if his celebrity is that high, I'm going to say it's a non-roll. They recognize him.
Well, I mean, I think the way it works is he needs to get something out of them that
right.
He makes the diplomacy roll and then he does it. And I don't know how reputation applies in that or if it does, but he can. I think that's what he does. Like, guys, you know, do we need to do this tonight? I mean, come on, it's late and you look tired. Mm-hmm. and I know this guy just grabbed you and you got nothing to do with this, but here, for your time, here's a couple autographed, photographs, you know, what's your name?
5x7.
Yeah. A couple of 5x7s. What's your name? Okay. Bill, mm-hmm. Here you go. Here's one for you. And Bobby, here's one for you. Thank you all. And if it'll help. I want to add something to the scene.
Okay.
I'm spending a fate. I want to come into this scene. My spider drone comes down, in an attack mode, but it comes down the ramp with a tray with some like bottled drinks on it, like a couple of beers. You know, like, and just stops right next to him. So, you know, I was like, oh, here, guys, have a couple of beers. You know, a couple of cold drinks, a bucket with some cold drinks on it.
Okay.
Todd, do you have the famous stunt?
Yes, I do.
Well, that's what you need to use.
Yeah, and that's what I'm looking up right now.
The famous stunt?
Fame stunt, page 171.
I saw that, but now I got to look at 147 because I'm looking to gain favors from these guys.
I think it'd been cooler if you had all the lights just kind of go around and since the ship's running, just have them all focus in on Todd.
I mean, if it's late, you know, I'm kind of going, it's past the, you know, these guys want to go home. You know, their shift is over, and this guy's keeping them there. You know, that's why they're kind of not with him.
I don't think you're looking for favors, Todd.
Yeah,
no, you're just looking for fame.
Yeah.
What does fame do, Doug?
Fame generally comes from gaining renown in a specific network, usually from fans of your work, and is best represented with the fame stunt, page 171.
He does a lot of videos with stuff blowing up behind him.
Action Cincy star.
Yeah, he does a lot of videos with things blowing up behind him. He's a famous actor.
The favors is so I can request a favor of those in my personal network.
Yeah.
So if this guy, it's not really appropriate here, but at this point, just between reputation and fame, I would justify that, hey, they may know me. They may not. I mean,
I would say if they didn't care before, the beers are helping. Yeah, I mean, he did spend a point to get beers down there to him.
Yeah, and the drone's got like a tablecloth on it or something, mm-hmm. so you don't see the gun, but it's got a bucket on it with some cold adult beverages sticking out of the top.
So the guards grab a beer.
Yeah.
They kind of talk amongst themselves and are like, wasn't he in Blue Steel 2?
Yeah, that was me.
Man, I love that movie. That's the movie that made me want to become a guard.
I appreciate that. I've always thought that was some of my best work, and thank you for that.
I saw that movie when I was a kid.
Could you sign my gun holster?
You know what? I would be delighted to.
The drone goes.
I pull out the pen and.
Oh no, you got your own pen. Sorry.
Yeah.
You got a holster with pens in it.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Thank you.
So they kind of look at each other. That. They cheers the beer and. And they look at Carbino and they're like, hey man, you're on your own with this guy. And they walk off.
Enjoy your evening, gentlemen.
Take care, fellas.
So, Carbino's looking pretty disgusted. He's like, all right, man, but you haven't heard the last of me. I got one last question for you.
He's like the guy in the Hulk.
Yeah.
One more question.
Yeah.
What do you know of Armand Richards?
What do I know of Armand?
Armand Richards was a fake ID, Sid, that was created by the guy who hired us to we were tracing this guy who's supposed to have supposedly broke into the mining facility, and it turns out he was just a creation by the hackers.
Oh, that's right.
By
okay.
Sid.
Okay.
Do you know of this guy?
Yeah, for those at home, it's been 5 weeks since I played, so please bear with me. You know what? I thought he probably did his best work in the third Thunderstrike movie. He's the producer, right? Yeah.
No, Armand Richards. He was on site at this facility 7.
He wasn't with us. I'm sorry. I'm not familiar with that. Are you sure he didn't do his best work in that?
I got my eye on you, Val.
You know what a lot of people do. Thank you. Would you like an autograph as well?
Yeah, and a beer. And the drone goes and pulls a beer up to him.
Inspector, you can have a cold one. No. You're not obligated.
No, I don't drink. He stomps off and goes sits on a little mini golf cart and starts typing an email on his PPC.
Very well. Have a good day, Inspector.
Hit it.
All right.
Hit his rep.
And I go back inside, and can you hack in and see where his email is going?
No, I can't do that. Unless it's an open letter on the extranet. No, I don't, I can't.
Let's
do
go
that.
Get that guy.
Okay, back to the half.
Okay.
All right.
That's not the beat, the music. That's actually, guy is getting the crap kicked out of him.
The sound I hear inside my head.
Oof, oof, oof. Please stop hitting me. Oof, oof.
My okay, liver. Who's on?
Yeah, I'm going to pee blood tonight.
Okay, so Bill's filming. Jason, you're up.
Most of the crowds were going out the door, correct?
Yeah, they're going out the front door. Yep.
I'll ask her where her limo is.
She looks at you. She says, you're very sweet, but I do not trust your friend. Gives you a kiss on the cheek.
Oh.
And
flutter, flutter.
She takes off with her drones. She runs away from you.
You got a diplomacy? You got anything?
Hey, baby, come back here.
Oh, and by the way, in case people are asking, I use right place, right time. Spend a fate point, appear in a scene in which you were not previously present.
Fair enough.
In case anybody's wondering how I got there with a fate point. Fate chip.
She takes off.
When she turns to give me a kiss, can I kiss her back?
Oh, he's going to turn his head and, like, put his lips in the way. Oh, nice. Do you have lips?
You're going to spin a chip and smooch her for real?
Heck yeah.
Okay.
Is that like an athletics?
It would be. But not.
She, you kiss her.
Athletics, it turns into endurance.
She pulls out a business card and writes her phone number on it.
Hello. Oh! Hello. Get them digits.
That's right. I gotta go find Storm.
Like a little holograph. And she goes,
yeah.
And uploads it to
it's
you.
It's got a little virtual holographic lipstick kiss mark on it.
Ooh, yeah.
I'll watch her go. As people are running by me, I'll just sit there and just get
over. Leave, but I love to watch her go.
Right.
Okay. Well, that was weird. Roy.
I'm going to try to overcome the block so I can hit the guy.
You think the cup is going to help?
No, but it's...
Roy broke out the Yahtzee cup.
Hey, if you're getting beat up that bad, sometimes a cup will work.
I just rolled better than I have all night.
Yay! But still not as seven.
I'm still three away. Let's see.
From attacking? Can you break the grapple? I mean, is that...
I can overcome the block.
You have to overcome the block to break the grapple?
Yeah. I can overcome the block. I'm going to flashing lights for a plus two. And
how are flashing lights involved in the narrative?
He doesn't see the hit coming that breaks the grapple.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Let's get some narrative.
That gets me to a six.
Pure soldier money can buy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I'm going to go that one. Jeff is doing a great job catching fate points over there. That takes me up to an eight.
Yay.
Okay.
Going to Krav Maga'im.
I think with spin you could also attack this round, but I don't. Did I read that?
No, in order to hit him, I just have to overcome the block. I don't have to generate spin. I just have to overcome the block.
Okay.
But if you get spin, I mean, does he get something out of it, or?
I think you could get something out of it if you
get
spin.
So do I get to roll my defense?
Well, how about?
No. Now you get to roll your defense against my attack. That was just to overcome the block. There's nothing for you to roll on that.
Can he put a temporary aspect on him, like surprised?
Well, he's already stunned.
Yeah, he's still stunned. Ooh, I could have compelled stun.
You don't have to, I mean, when did you put stun on him last time?
Yeah, well, no.
When we started the fight.
They absorb. Those are consequences.
Oh.
Well, and he's already invoked them both for free. Yeah. So they're fake.
But if you get spin, you can put one aspect that you can invoke once, right, for free, and then it goes away. So it's like surprise attack, and then it's gone.
But if I got one more fate chip, so if I spend it just to get
I don't think you have to spend it. I think it's free. Because you just got spin.
I didn't get spin.
I thought he did.
No.
Oh, okay. My mistake. No. I thought you did.
No. The block is a seven. I managed to generate an eight, so I overcome the block.
Oh, okay.
And now I'm going to punch him upside the head. See if the cup's magic still holds.
You just beat somebody to death is what you did.
Nope. Cup magic does not hold. unless he rolls poorly. That would be a two so far.
Yeah. So this is...
What do you need?
Whatever he rolls. His defense.
No.
Athletics?
Or melee.
You're punching, right?
Yeah, it's athletics or melee.
I'll go athletics.
Or, no. You can actually use perception against that, I think.
That's for ranged attacks. Zero. Three would be the effort.
Okay, so I miss by one.
Okay.
You missed by two.
Well, can we I mean, if I...
You missed by two.
How did I miss by two? I got a two.
Overcoming the block is a supplemental action. That's minus one penalty.
Now, can we compel your guy? I mean, you get the chip, I think.
No, in combat you can, well, but you pay it to the pot. You don't pay it to me.
Well, I mean, do we have to be there to do that? Because we can invoke on each other. Do we have to be there to invoke on this guy? I mean, because he's only got one left, and I've got some. I don't mind helping him out if as a player and just saying. You know.
You're going to make my life difficult in order to give me an extra chip?
No, I'm going to make him stunned. So you hit him. I'm going to invoke stunned on him, so you hit by one. If it's, I don't know if it's worth it though, because his armor is probably going to soak the damage. Probably not worth it.
I don't know if he can do that.
I don't know if you can do that.
He's missing by two right now, so you'd make it even. So
and I wouldn't do any damage to him anyways, because I have no weapon.
I thought he was. Yeah, I thought he was missing by one, but he's also.
But Doug's right. It's a supplemental action.
Oh, okay.
If the attacker meets or exceeds the block potency, she succeeds and overcomes the block. Attempting to overcome the block is usually a simple action. If you try to overcome it and succeed, though, it's instead treated as a supplemental action. Taking a supplemental action and a standard and an action is a minus one penalty.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, and I guess my question, and for future reference, can we help somebody out by compelling? Can we, I mean, it's like sharing fate chips. It's like,
if you were there and could do something, I would say maybe.
Isn't that under like setting up something like aiding or assisting another? I think you have to be there and set it up.
Well, I think I can do that anyway, but you know, give somebody plus two if I have the skill or whatever. And
here, well, you could...
pay a fate chip, he gets plus two. But if I can invoke on him, or if we can compel somebody, you know, because we think that their character fits a particular description, they're like, we'll compel you. You get, you know, you take a chip.
Yeah.
We can move on. I mean, I'll look it up. I'm just throwing a question.
But there's a way to, if you aid someone, you're basically setting up an aspect that they can use. And
it's not really aiding. I'm just compelling the condition on the guy. Because it follows a narrative, it's happening and we're here.
But it's not your turn to do that. I don't think you just get to.
I'll look at that. We can move on.
Yeah, I think you can only do it on. You can only do an invoked or a. You can only invoke an aspect or compel an aspect on your turn.
Okay, so the guard. Well, I didn't decide whether I want to open fire on a crowded nightclub or not.
Oh, I think you do.
I think that would be wonderful.
I don't think you would.
Crowd.
I don't think you would. I mean, I'm under control.
That's my job, man.
Why don't they just throw him?
What's the push? Do I do a, is it a, maybe an athletics?
It's a versus acrobatics plus size.
Yeah. And you've got an unlimited amount of chips over there to push me in my leg, and now that would give you.
No, these are mooks. They only have one fate chip.
No, you have an unlimited amount to give to
give.
Him.
Yeah. Yeah. Give
a... Right, right.
I think you can use those to help them. I think you can compel him. You have an unlimited amount for that.
Okay, I will. What did you say it was, Doug? I'm sorry.
Opposed acrobatics plus size.
Yep. And since we're the same size, that's a wash. So it's just opposed athletics.
Acrobatics?
Athletics.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Let's do that. Yep. I'm going to try to. The first guy's going to try and push you.
The guy who's holding me?
Yes.
Okay.
The guy who holds you just broke.
Three.
I don't know what that means.
It's like attack. It's a meet or succeed, so I think you get it.
Okay, so I'm going to push you out into the dance floor.
Well, we were right here.
Yeah.
We were right here at the steps. I'd say we were already in the dance floor. You probably get me out here.
Okay, I'll push you right here to the beginning of the hallway.
Sure.
I think you can compel.
Would you read it, Doug?
Well, it says when the player is compelled by the GM simply grants the fate point to the accepting character. He has an endless pool of fate points to distribute in this way. If the compel is offered by another character and it is accepted, that character must give his fate point to the recipient.
So I would give it to your guy.
Yeah. So he can give you a fate point if you'd accept it to put a negative two penalty on your test.
I don't think it's – I think it washes here because I don't think he's going to do the damage.
So then even the mook could get additional fate points.
Yes,
I
understand
that, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I thought too. I mean, I that he could get the additional fate and he could spend them to punch him even harder next time, but.
Ooh, with the compel, you can force them to suffer a block.
Ooh.
Okay. Nice.
Okay, so the one pushes you and,
Oh, and that's page 112 for anybody playing at home.
The other one is gonna move the zone. You can move and do a simple action, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So he's gonna come with, and he's gonna try and hit you with his baton.
Okay.
Not gonna open fire?
No, I'm not gonna open
fire. Oh, full auto.
No, no.
Let's rock!
So this is melee plus two for combat training. Oh. Two is my effort, Roy.
Two.
So he hits you.
Yep.
For three stress.
Yes. I'll take one and do a...
And don't forget both these guys are stunned.
Right. Actually. Yeah. I'm gonna use my, I'm gonna invoke stunned.
Not that way.
Almost hit it. And drop that to a one.
Don't you have armor?
I'm not wearing it. We went to a club.
Well, now if you do that, that
oh,
can minus
it didn't
two.
Hit you. It, minus two, he won't even hit.
Right.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you suffer no weapons.
Good, because I was going to have to take another stress. Another consequence.
Okay.
It would put three consequences on you?
He would have, but not this time.
No, he invoked stunned and
I'm out of fate.
Took away my effort, the two, so I don't hit at all. pretty good way to use that, actually.
I mean, does he get that?
Because it was two on two.
No, I mean, does your guy get the fate point? Get the fate chip?
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah. I would say he gets it.
Yep.
All right.
If compel is offered by another character is accepted.
Yes. The accepting character gets the fate
point. So now your mook has two.
The power of Roy compels you.
Used their one.
Oh.
So he has one.
Okay.
Doug, while you're looking through the feeds and before the guards fully come off their turn, give me a perception roll of two.
That's a three, that's a five.
Okay. You see the, on the security cameras, this door here, over here where the storage are opens up and two guards come out into the VIP area. You see it on the cameras.
The okay. two guard, the storage room that's opposite, the camera room where Doug currently
across
is.
Across VIP.
Yes.
Door opens up and two guards come out. You did shut this door, right?
Yes.
Okay. You just see them. They just come out. You know, they're putting their hats on.
Getting
scrambling
serious.
Out. Yeah.
Something's going on out here. Oh, God. Let's go check it out.
That kind of crap.
Real quick question. All the VIP left the room, or are they hiding in that room?
There was only five or six.
It'd be really cool.
People in there, so they might be hiding under tables.
It'd be really cool if like a solid steel door went and closed right there. Like a blast door.
Right. Oh, it's a safe room.
Yeah, and the VIP, and everybody continues on with what they were doing.
And in all the chaos, the DJs never stop spinning tunes. Doug, you're up.
I would like to erase the last hour so they don't see us coming in together.
Software engineering, dragging something in a recycle bin, we'll call it a three.
Okay. That's an eight. Can I use my spin to put an aspect on this of...
Auto-delete.
Auto-delete, yes. So it'll delete me walking out of the room, too.
It'll delete for the next half hour.
Sure.
Okay, let's do that. Okay. And then I will... I'll move over to the door and listen for the guards.
Okay. You don't hear anything but music and you don't hear through the door anything.
Okay.
Well, the camera's running, right? So he can see.
Yeah, he sees the feed.
Definitely. Yeah, you can see the feed.
And I will send Gaius a private message saying...
He can't read it because of all the blood.
We're good. Let's go.
His glass
around earlier.
His glasses got knocked off about three roundhouses ago.
Okay, Bill's up. He's filming. Jason, you're up. You just received the message too. Did you send that to everybody?
The message. Oh,
we're good. Let's go.
Get out.
I sent it to guys. Okay. Sure, I'll send it to everybody. That's probably a good point. I'll send it to everybody. We're good. Let's go.
I want to kind of use the crowd. If there's a crowd in the corner, I basically want to blend in with them so I can watch the room just so make sure he gets out.
Out here in the main area?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is the dance floor still busy or is it empty now?
It's pretty much cleared at this point. There's a few scattered people running, covering their drinks.
Okay, so it's no longer crowded.
Crowded is off the table.
Thank you. Enjoy your burrito.
Okay. Matsumi's gone. Panthers are gone. Roy, you're up. You're right at the edge of the hallway there.
Oh, you got me. All right. I give up. I'm sorry. I'll stop fighting.
I run.
Diplomacy.
I'm sorry. I thought you were somebody else.
Yeah.
Can I buy you guys a drink?
All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. All right. I'm going. I'm going peacefully. I will never come back.
Stop breaking my liver.
I can hear it now when he fails. Yeah, you'll go in pieces.
Hey, what's your diplomacy?
One.
Oh, stall.
Never coming back.
What would it
be? Guile.
Well.
What's that, Guile? You're never coming back.
You think?
Want a bed?
Okay.
Insight?
What's it opposed by?
I think it is opposed by insight.
We'll just say they have an inside of one.
Now, I was trying to say earlier before you rolled that I'm trying to use some guile also. So can I get the plus one for the guile?
You don't need it.
Yeah.
You don't know what I'm going to roll.
You don't. I know what he just rolled.
I don't. I can't see what he rolled.
Oh!
That'd be a five so far.
I'm going to re-roll. I'm going to use his chip.
But what's the aspect? What do you... Yeah. I mean, I think the condition is pissed off. I think it's fair to say that... I mean, I would think that they probably have the condition that they are ticked.
Well, if...
Unless they've got something else.
If he wants to use an aspect that you've given them, we don't know, then just tell us what the aspect is.
They only have two. Gene Fixed, Bioslave, and Hive Employed.
Hmm.
So they're half security guards.
They're sleeves, so they don't even get carpe diem.
No, they don't get that.
Well, you could say they're Hive employees, and the policy is troublemakers don't walk out.
Right. They don't walk out; they get carried out.
That's good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Just for the reroll. Let's see. Nope. One.
Yay!
Out you go then.
Yeah, they immediately stop beating on you.
I stand up and limp out.
Okay. You're in the streets.
Well, D-Rez isn't, is he?
No, D-Rez is in the VIP.
Oh, crap. We forgot D-Rez.
See, it's not just you, Joe.
Nice.
Just... To come off initiative, the guards go downstairs and they're corralling people around. You can make your exit.
I'll slip out.
Like a stealth?
A
low stealth if you want. I mean, it's...
Or you can just let him go.
Yeah, well, you know what? We'll see if one of the guards sees him stepping out.
So roll a stealth.
Roll your stealth. My effort's a three.
I've got the monitors too, right? So I can use the monitors to see when they're not standing there anymore.
You could maybe invoke
the aspect monitors.
That's a zero.
Woman. Well, you could reroll.
Invoke monitors or whatever it was that was in this room.
He's got a three. Invoking the monitors doesn't get me to three.
Get you a reroll.
Get you a reroll.
Yeah.
Or them to reroll.
You have to compel them some way.
These guys are fresh.
Fresh.
You can invoke flashing lights.
Well, I'll invoke.
Oh yeah, yeah, room. Yeah. You can. No, wait, wait. He's only got. I'll invoke flashing lights.
I'm saying, can I do that?
Well, we.
But it doesn't.
Just
it doesn't
you
go
weren't
to
in the scene.
Okay, you have the ability to. To do something when you're not in the scene, right?
He's already done that once.
Oh, okay.
But I can see. Yeah, but it's this scene.
This is the scene.
No, I haven't.
It's going on at the same time as the thing you're in. Yeah.
No, that's yours, right? I haven't. No, I paid a fate chip to be in the scene
with me.
To put my guy in the scene to do a role. Now, I'll pay a fate chip.
Can you do that twice per scene?
I can. It's right place, right time. You can check and see if there's anything else to it. Spend a fate point to appear in any scene in which you were not previously present.
Is it a stunt?
Yeah, it's a stunt.
Okay, spend the point.
Note that the GM may deny the use of the stunt if you are clearly detained or have no reasonable way of getting there.
But he's a sim.
All right, so when he gets back,
Fair enough, but as a sim. I mean, Jeff can't do much anyway.
After that, here's the narrative. I mean, here's what I'm going to say. After the inspector goes, I'm going to go check on our friends.
Okay.
And get them back here so we can fly. There's the fate point to put me over the scene.
Okay.
And while I'm there, I will, if I can use it just for narrative's sake, I don't have this ability or anything, but I will invoke flashing lights to help when I see that they say he's not out yet. I'll go in and sort of flare the lights so at the appropriate time to give him a +2.
You could most likely do that from.
I mean, I'm just
this area because this controls all the lights in the club. And
all
the
All I'm doing is invoking the aspect of the area to help his role. Put me in the scene so I can invoke that aspect.
Okay.
Well, then I will invoke monitors for the +2.
So that gives him +4, so he can sneak out.
Snooked.
You're snucking.
Sweet.
All right, and I will advise them. I don't know if he's still there. There is an inspector who came and talked with Val while you guys were busy. I'll put up a picture of him for him real quick and say this is what he looks like. And I'll see you at the ship.
Stay away.
Stay away?
Stay away from him.
Right. Avoid him.
Okay. So back to the ship.
So you want me to start a fight with him? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. That's what
I'm
saying.
You might want to get bandaged up.
Yeah, huh?
You can start looking at footage if you want.
Okay, we'll get back to the ship. I mean, is the inspector gone?
Inspector's gone. The hangar's quiet. There's only just a couple guards there. I mean, it's late. After working hours.
Then I will go through and I'll take a look at the footage.
I'll let everybody know I got 3 weeks of footage and I erased our little trip to the bar, so your fight will not be on YouTube. Sorry.
Darn it. All right, I will start reviewing the...
Okay, roll your research.
Okay.
And depending on how high you get, I'll give you... I've got details for a 2, a 4, and a 5.
Can I help?
Do you have research?
I do have research.
Can you beat a 4?
Hey, guys, hold on a second. Joe, how long does it take him to do that?
Probably get rid of your minor one, the little one.
Yeah, I just want to say, if it takes an hour or more, then...
At the end of the scene, your stress boxes go away.
Yes.
Minor consequences go away after an hour.
Okay.
So...
And I assume it's going to take at least an hour, though.
Yep.
Okay.
No.
How bad?
That's a 1.
You can make machines sing.
I don't have a chip.
He doesn't have a chip. All right, I'll.
So would I just give you stall? I just gave you negative 1.
It depends. You may have just reduced what we get. Thanks.
I'm tired, man.
He was out dancing,
dude. I got 3 weeks worth of data and erased that we were there.
So what is it? A minus 1?
What have you done for me lately?
I know.
Is it a -1 to your roll?
No, it's not anything. It is. I think it is a -1. Yeah. All right, so I get a 4 minus, well, -1. 4.
Anything that you want to?
I don't. Let's see, system slip. No, that's test.
Do you have one for research?
No, I've got one for, I've got a stunt for research.
Did you add your two for the spider?
No, that's just software.
What about agent help you?
My agent's plus one to software rolls.
I mean, better living through software.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think how I make that apply. And, I mean, from a sense of narrative, I mean, I just...
You are software. You know how software works. Well, you fit right into it.
You're using facial recognition software to find her in all this footage.
And I do it quickly. And so that gives me plus two.
Okay.
So six.
So here's what you find.
I got one chip left.
Okay. You see that over the past 3 weeks, Matsumi has been meeting with a guy. He's blonde. He's got very disheveled hair.
Well, when I get his image, I mean, you can finish describing him. I don't know.
Actually, you know what? He doesn't. He's in a sleeve. He has an inhuman appearance.
An inhuman appearance?
Yeah. It's basically.
That's what I had too.
Is it generic? I mean, is it his?
So it's not.
It's an off the rack.
He's in a cyber sleeve.
Yeah, but it's not. Oh, when you say inhuman, it's not a frightening thing. It just doesn't appear. Okay,
right.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
He is apophysized. If you zoom in and look at his clothing, you'll see a House Dalianus moniker on his lapel pin.
Okay, Jeff, why'd you do that? Because I don't know.
Because House Dalianus must fall.
Oh,
they're prison people.
Gotcha,
prison folk. I would like to cross-reference what I know about him. Take his image. And just put it out and search the internet to see if I can find out who he is specifically. I want to research to see if he's out there on the extranet.
Well,
if I know he's House Dalianus, you know, he may be associated.
What about the coat check records? Would that be somehow tied into the footage?
There could be a camera in the coat check room.
So from the coat check records, I'm not trying to narrate for you, but if you, you know, noticed him.
I'd rather check the extranet because then I get plus two.
okay, go ahead.
I just want to cross-reference him against, take his image and just, you know, run it through images.
Let's
see if I can find him and find a name. No.
Just a little bit.
Rest. Nice. That is a...
Okay.
I get two from here, plus two for a digital spider, plus four. Eight.
Okay, with an eight, you figure out his name is Charles Balfour. With an eight, you can see which hotel he's been staying in.
Can he get an idea whether this guy's associated with military, whether he's associated with paparazzi?
House Dalianus, you see that he is... mostly just a buyer and a supplier, non-military. There seems to be a lot of information on the extranet affiliated with House Dalianus expansion.
When did the deal go down? How long has it been?
2 weeks.
So the questions are, is he still in town, and where would he take delivery of this? Because obviously he didn't get it at the bar.
The footage shows...
she walk in with a big box?
Yeah.
Oh, so he does have it. So he took delivery of it right then and there 2 weeks ago.
Looks like a kind of a big metal suitcase. Extranet records show that
he
used his credit card at clubs as early as this afternoon.
So he's still here.
Yep.
Okay.
Let's go search his hotel room.
Val?
Yes.
Why don't you contact your friend?
Our buddy?
Call the hotel and, you know, let him know that you're a friend who wants to surprise him. And where's he going to be later on? And, maybe we can find out where he is or know when he's not going to be in his room. If we want to go talk to him or we want to search his room.
Okay. He's staying at the embassy. You call the front desk?
Call the front desk. Mm. Hi, how are you?
Hello, this is the Embassy Suites. May I help you?
Good afternoon. Hi, my name is Val. What is your name, please, sir?
My name is Monsieur Phillips.
Monsieur Phillips.
My name is Val Cinnison, and I am looking for a friend of mine.
Oh my God, you're the Val Cinnison?
Yes, yes. I appreciate you recognizing me. Thank you very much for that.
Oh, this is a very exciting moment for me.
Charles Balfour.
I absolutely loved you in
that thing you did.
In that one thing you
Thunder
did.
Monkey.
Thunder Monkey 2, The Revenge of Jared Zidd.
Yes.
It's one of my favorites.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. It's always nice to hear that.
And what can I do for you, son?
Well, Mr. Balfour is staying at your hotel, at your wonderful place. And I am trying to meet up with him, and I don't know if he is in. And I honestly, I've written something down here, and I can't even read my own handwriting. Could you help me and tell me if he's in right now?
It's against our hotel policy to give out.
And if it weren't for my horrible handwriting, and I appreciate you doing this because I know that this is, I tell you what. I've got some stuff I can send over for you if you'd like to see that. I mean, it's passes. I don't have anything coming out, but my buddy, Jack Cruz is going to be in a new show, and I can certainly get you passes to that one if you'd like.
Oh, that would be great. I can tell you, Charles, is a bit of a strange character. He typically stays out, late at all hours. He hangs around various bars around the neighborhood. He is currently not home right now.
Okay, that's great.
Shall I tell him that you called for him?
Well, I have a case for him that I need to bring by, and
what?
No, don't cover up. Say what? Just say what?
No, I was making a case because we wanted to see if he left with the case, brought back the case. Bringing a case?
Okay. I understand that. I'm getting right to that point.
I thought you know. Okay.
You're going to make a ringer?
He's got a package for him.
I have a package for him.
I have a package for him.
No, it's a package for him.
I have a package for him, and we're supposed to exchange things, and I didn't know. But by any chance, did you see him leave with a case?
Charles, he comes and goes as he pleases. I think I saw him leave with a package maybe about a week ago. But you should talk to him about that. I can't really be discussing his personal matters with you.
Okay.
As much as I adore you and your vast array of fine, sensey cinematography. Tell me, Val, in Thunder Monkey 2, how did they get the monkey to lay so still?
Well, strange that you ask that.
It's hypothesized.
At first.
Is that the real monkey?
At first we tried a dead monkey. And he laid really still.
Too still.
Yes.
Which led to the premise of Dead Monkey 1.
But he was showing me up in the scene, so we had to replace him.
Okay.
He's a better actor.
Joe. Yes. Joe, I'm going to do a diplomacy test on him to do 5-minute friends on Monsieur Philippe's.
Is that a stunt?
Yeah.
What does it say the difficulty is?
3.
Okay.
Diplomacy test, difficulty 3. If I succeed, I gain a new lasting aspect that relates to this person.
Okay.
Just like our buddy.
Right.
Super fan.
All right. 4. Our confidant. Or no, our insider.
Okay.
How much did you get it by?
One.
Okay.
Our inside man.
Yeah, so you can like invoke it, I think.
Yeah. It's a lasting.
Is it lasting?
Yeah.
You create that?
He creates it, but he has to create it for it.
Oh, yeah. Neat.
Yeah. It's our lasting, our inside man.
Did you spend a point for that, or is that a freebie?
Okay. Let's see.
Is that a stunt? Stunt?
Yeah, it's a stunt. Yeah, no.
I think you pay for it unless it says you don't have to pay for it.
Given a chance for 5 minutes of conversation, you can make a steadfast friend in a place you've never been. The stunt makes nearly impossible opportunities to make friends merely improbable. Determine the friend if you Determine the person you want to become friends with and make a diplomacy test, difficulty 3. If you succeed, you gain a new, lasting aspect that relates to this person. You may have a number of 5-minute friends equal to your diplomacy. So, that's it.
You've already got one.
I've got one.
Now you got 2.
Yeah, and I can drop it at any time.
Okay.
Call him up and say, we're not friends anymore.
Yeah.
Monsieur Phillips, he's all yours. He's all
yeah.
He's
your... You should take a drone with you to the hotel, go up to the desk, ask him to put it in the vault while you sit in the bar and have a drink so that our friend can look in the vault and see if the case is there.
I think that's probably a great idea.
And by friend, Doug's been pointing at Icarus.
Icarus.
Jeff.
I'm going to switch my Cid back to the fake one. Anybody else?
No.
Nah.
My fake one's been running.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever one I've got right now is the one that's running.
Do we know what room he's in?
We will. I go to the hotel with...
It's in the case.
Drone.
What's in the box?
It's a suit. He folds up into basically a case that you can carry.
All right. I go to the hotel and... Monsieur Philippe.
You be careful with Charlotte.
Val, what's your last name?
Senesan.
Senesan.
How are you?
I am so good now. It is so good to see you.
It is a pleasure. I appreciate all the work that you've done for us and the information. And you know what? It has not fallen on deaf ears. You know?
Well, one does one's best.
Yes. I don't know if you can do this for me. I'm going to go into, I imagine there's a bar in the hotel. And I'm going to go over there and wait a little minute, but I'm very concerned about having this over there. This is the case for a friend of mine. And would you mind putting this in the safe until I can come back and get it?
Typically, the safe is reserved for hotel guests, but since it is you, my good friend, I will make the exception.
Thank you ever so much. I appreciate all that. And I bump up his rating.
Oh, you give me a bump? Okay.
Yes.
I don't even have him rolled up, so okay.
Well, there you go.
That's very kind of you. He takes the case, he puts it in the vault.
All right.
You don't have to give him the whole bump at once, by the way.
Right.
All right.
Scans the room.
Boop, 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 boop. Your drone sees a bunch of boxes. Nothing that looks like.
No, well, we saw pictures case. Of it. Yeah, we yeah, don't.
Nothing that looks.
I mean,
like
he'll
that.
Crawl.
Right.
Well, I mean, actually, are there little like red beams in this safe, or is it just a? Are there monitors?
It's a locked room. No. It's kind of a reinforced vault, but no, you don't see the case.
Okay. I will send a message to him. Case isn't there. Get Charlotte back. Come home.
Okay. I'd stay there for enough time to have a couple drinks and not seem like I'm weird, other than I already am. Then I go back and ask Monsieur Philippe for the case again. Monsieur Philippe, I tell you what, I would like to drop this off at Monsieur Charles' room.
What? All caps, exclamation point. What?
WTF.
If that's all right.
You'd like me to hold it and provide it to him once he gets here?
I need to present it to him myself, if that's all right.
Well, he's not here right now, but I will, should tell him you are here with a package for him. Would you like maybe if I give you his room number and phone number, you can call him?
I think that would be best. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He is staying in room 572. It is the top floor. Is it right next to the stairwell? If you, and he, you know, of course, pulls a little map out and draws the next to the stairwell here. This is the stairs to the roof.
Mm-hmm.
These are the stairs that you can use here, 576. That's where he can be found. His phone number is...
He draws it on your hand.
572. Yeah, 572. He gives you the phone number of the room and asks you to sign his copy of Thunder Monkey 2.
The script.
That I just happened to have right here.
I'm delighted to do it and thank him profusely, and we'll sing his praises.
Okay. Now what?
Now,
let's take a look in this room.
Who's all there?
I think it's time to call in the other team.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'd link up with you and say, hey, I kind of reached my point of usefulness.
572.
Roger that.
I don't, but he's been leaving with the case. I doubt the case is going to be in his room. We need to find him, or we can, let's get the room next door. Oh yeah. Why don't we, not you, or maybe you, I don't.
Who's got the money?
I don't know. It's like a role, isn't it? Like
it's
a reason.
It's your reputation.
Assets can get your money.
It's your reputation too.
What's your rep?
That's one or the other, I think.
Yeah,
you can use one or the other.
Five? You got a five rep?
That's five.
How much to, I mean, this place is probably expensive though, right? Top floor?
Yeah, I'd say it's.
I don't know if this has.
Joe, where we are.
It's an asset roll?
Can we find weaponry in, obviously not in the lobby of the hotel, but I mean, where we are, can we find any kind of guns or weaponry or any restricted items?
You're not permitted to have weapons in coalition space going in through checkpoints.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming you probably could sneak in. You can sneak them,
mm-hmm.
but going in and out of checkpoints, you know, leaving certain restricted areas, you can't have weapons.
Okay. Restricted area meaning like a geographic area or a place?
A coalition city.
Okay. All right. So technically I could find a weapon here in the city, but not necessarily go anyplace else with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you do have your weapons.
I understand that. Okay. I understand that. What I'm actually asking for is that there is something I don't have and wanted to buy it. So that's why I was asking.
I don't know. Jason has a pretty good contact with somebody who deals with,
that was never seen on tape.
Right. But, I mean, I'm just throwing it out there.
Is there a,
Jason may have a contact that could possibly sell you certain items.
Is there a list in like the gear for lodging?
That's not how it works.
Well, I mean, it may have a difficulty rating with it for whatever to get.
Well, what he needs to do is assign a cost to it, whether it's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or so on. And then you either use your rep rating plus your role to get that. And essentially they said if your rep rating is that or less, you automatically get it. You don't even have to roll, but if it's more, then you're going to have to roll.
Hey, when you leave, put Charlotte down outside by the building.
Okay.
And when he, you know, just be very casual about it, put the spider down.
Okay. I put it down ever so cautiously in a group of people, and then I run as fast as I can.
So when it will open it up, and he will. I'll send Charlotte up the wall, up to the fifth, you know, discreetly to 572 and just sort of park it outside the window so we can.
Okay, there's your typical fire escape ladder.
He's wall walker.
Yeah, system.
Yeah, he's going to just crawl up the wall stealthily, and I'm going to put her outside the window so that we can observe him when he comes back in. We can sort of monitor him through the window on the, just put the spider on the wall there with a little camera. Boop.
Okay. Do you want to see into the window now?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Sure. Okay. And if you want to wait around, that Val, that might give you some insight. But I thought he said he was already gone. But
yeah, he did.
He'll go up and take a look.
She'll
go up and take a look.
There's ambient lighting around the room. It's very futuristic room. Lots of augmented glass displays.
Chrome.
Yeah, it's very nice. It's very white.
Oh, it's so nice.
Clean.
Nice place.
It's spacious.
Lots of space.
It's one of the finer rooms there. There are the main room is mostly augmented glass screens that have, you know, mood screensavers on them. Looks maybe like one of those Japanese bonsai trees with the leaves falling.
And Zen garden
very,
type of stuff.
Yeah, very Zen garden, very pretty.
It's got nice taste.
There's a work desk. About the only thing that you can really see in there is a laptop.
Is it up and running? Is
screensavers on?
Screensavers on.
Flying toasters.
Do people still use laptops that far in the future?
Sure, they just do a lot more than they do now.
Yeah,
they just tap and look at their Google Glass. Mm-hmm. They drum their fingers on the table.
Yeah, basically, it's a MacBook. It's very thin. It's even thinner than the thinnest of MacBooks.
It's held up very well over the years.
Charles is a traditionalist. He still likes to keep his files on a laptop.
I'm writing that down.
He's a dude in a sleeve, but he's
traditionalist. He's traditionalist. Traditionalist. I'm writing that down.
The dichotomy is intriguing.
He's voted Republican for 300 years.
He's in a sleeve, but he's a klutz. There's maybe some files and papers kind of on the desk. That's really the only place where you see any kind of activity. There's a kitchen area, but it hasn't been used. Doesn't look like the couch has been used. He's basically just uses the desk.
Okay. All right. I will share that information, but I'll leave Charlotte will remain there until after we've gotten ready to go. Did you all want to try to get the room next door, or we go and wait for him, or?
No, that'd be fine. Let's go ahead and try that.
Is there an adjoining room?
Well, he's in the corner room next to the stairwell.
It's got nano walls. You can turn one room into three.
Right.
It's like, how big are the rooms? How much do you have? All the walls dissolve.
That's trippy. I like it.
We got it. You're up against the wall. Oh God, he's upgrading. Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, we'll say there's an adjoining room.
We're looking at Todd, waiting for him to spend some money. I don't know if Todd's doing. Who's getting the room? It might be better if it's not you.
I'm thinking that too. We could get the room directly underneath it too.
But what? You're going to request a specific room?
I could say I want a room next to his.
What's the plan?
Once we get up there, we go inside and either wait for him or just
mug him.
Okay, I'm down with that. Now, are we just going to try and break into the door, into the room? What? I mean, why do we need to
have a ghost?
Well, we have to wait for him to come back with the swarm first.
Yeah.
I can't walk into the room. If I go into an area that I'm not allowed in, I mean, I have to be sort of let in, and then I still have to hide and stuff because
can D-Rez break in?
I can be detected.
Of course, they can.
Oh, okay. It feels like anybody walking into the room, basically.
Okay. Yeah, but can D-Rez break into the system and allow you in?
He could open the door and I could slip in, but
I got the master key.
Well, we just have him break in and say we rented the room anyway without having to spend money.
Why don't we just break into the room that has the thing when we want to? I mean, why are we screwing around with trying to get another room? Why?
We just wait for him to come back and take the box from him.
Yeah. We don't need another room for that.
But honestly, yeah, we don't necessarily need that, but we can get up there and get in the room easier without being noticed. That's the only thing. And probably be best of to get into the room, wait on him. He comes in, you know, slip him a Mickey, and then...
Let's send him an...
I'm sorry, is it the 1930s? What happened?
Oh, wait. We're not playing Deadlands?
Not he this
way. Oh, okay.
Deadlands War. Slip drink. Him a Mickey.
Let's send him an entertainer.
Oh, okay. There you go.
You all need a new skin.
You all need new sleeves.
Yeah, you need a new sleeve.
Not that kind of entertainer.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we get sued.
No, it was less than 30 seconds.
I thought, yeah, can we buy a sleeve for one of you guys? It's a little easier on the eyes.
Yeah.
You look like you could use a sleeve.
No. It's too confining.
What do you think?
Lots of options. I like buying the sleeve and somebody going up there and, you know.
I need to remind you guys that we're not really getting paid for this.
But we've got all kinds of riches coming to us, right?
You already got your payment. Over the hive.
Well, that's...
We're not getting paid for... Well, what I'm saying is you guys can spend as much as you want, but all we're getting out of this is a nice place to live on someplace that hasn't been built yet. So...
You'd be heroes, Roy.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand that. Just saying.
Mm. Well, whatever you guys want to do.
Roy's just saying don't spend your if come.
I'm just saying we've got eyes in the sky. We know when he comes back, we go in and we steal it, we come out. They're going to have footage of us going into the building regardless.
Not necessarily.
They're going to have footage of us going into the building regardless.
They might have it, but for how long?
They don't have footage of us at the bar, at the dance club.
Well, then break into this place.
Yeah, thank goodness, because a beating you took.
wasn't as bad as it could have been.
I'll loop the beating up on the monitors.
I want to give.
Wasn't as bad as it could have been. Man, that was bad.
Look at that. Oh, put it that really loop. Hurt.
I make that my avatar.
It's my new ringtone.
We're making this more complicated than it needs to
then
be.
Then tell us what we need to do.
Well, as soon as the spider sees that he's there, we go up and we get it, we come out.
We attack the concierge and make him take us up there at gunpoint. That sounds like a Gaia's plan.
I mean, you guys are saying, okay, we want to get the specific room. Why do we need a specific room? What does it get us?
Access.
That's what I'm asking. Get a room on the second floor. I mean, get the cheapest room there.
We can just sit outside.
But if we're in the next room,
then
people don't see us in the hallway when we come into the room.
They're going to see us in a hallway when we go up. I mean, they're going to see us in a hallway when we come out of that room and go next door. I mean, there's a lot of chances we're going to get seen.
Sure, but I mean, that's legitimate use of the room.
Simple is easiest, okay? Because now you're talking about finding a way in to wipe out any video record that we've been there. At the same time, you're going to try and wipe out all records of us staying there, period, not just visual. I mean, so whoever tries to get a room, there's going to be a record of them having a room.
Okay, but
we have fixed it.
Like most hotels, they're not going to have cameras in the rooms.
No, they're going to have them in the halls. They're going to have them in the front lobby, yeah.
I mean, there's a fire escape and a window.
He did do
He's
that.
Got a good point. We can do it that way.
That's right. He did say fire escape earlier. He did say that.
Yeah. Well, let's go on up there and get in the room.
Why should we break in now when he's not there? We don't know when he's coming back. Yeah. It might be today. It might be 3 days from now.
So what? It's a nice hotel.
Well, we got the records, right, of when he was out and when he came back. You said that he had been he'd been out in different places.
Yeah, yeah.
If we go break in the room now and wait for him, one, we can go through his laptop, and two, we can get ready for him to walk in and ambush him when he's not expecting it.
Okay. Two very good reasons.
All right, I will be.
I like this plan. I'm proud to be a part of this plan.
I will be here with the ship. But I've also got the drone there waiting, watching.
Warning against surprise attacks by alien galaxies beyond space.
Is there rooftop access from the fire escape?
Sure.
Okay. You should be ready to land on the on the roof to extract us.
I will be. I'm there. I'm way ahead of you. Not way ahead of you, but I was there. Yeah.
A couple feet.
That's why I'm staying back with the ship.
Let's go knock on the door.
So I can come and get you guys out of there.
It's a barn swallow.
I used to fake it.
I saw Serenity today, okay?
So you're knocking on the...
Never mind.
We'll go in the hotel, take the elevator up to the fifth floor, go knock on the door of 572 and make sure nobody comes to answer.
No, you don't need to. There's nobody there.
I know. We're knocking on the door anyway.
No answer.
Okay, great. I open the door. I'll use eminent domain. This door is not locked.
So he's...
Who's with you?
I don't... I thought you were going up the fire escape.
I thought we were too, but apparently we're not. I'm with Doug. Let's go in.
I'm with Doug.
Gaius is like halfway up. Come on. Where'd everybody go?
Crap.
He's looking down. He's like, how come nobody's following me up the fire escape?
I'll go with him.
Yeah. So the four of you are now in the hallway outside his room.
There are most likely cameras in the
hallway. I thought your arguments were very compelling, Roy.
They were too, but anyway.
Sometimes you just got to punch the big guard in the face.
Simple is best.
That's a good aspect.
I will reach in my pocket and pull out a card.
Stupid.
My loyalty card to the video store where I rent educational films.
Okay.
And I will swipe it in the door like it's a real door key.
Like Debbie and does PS13.
Yes. And then I'll hack the door.
Okay. And you, do you have...
Eminent domain.
On the...
Eminent domain. This door is unlocked. I put the unlock condition on it, and we walk in.
Okay. But you have to roll your
Absolutely.
Sink, right?
Absolutely.
Now, do I come up with the...
It says 3+.
All right. Well, it's a locked hotel room door. We'll call it a 4.
So we're all going with D-Rez. Yeah, I like this plan. I'm happy to be a part of this plan. It's a beautiful plan.
4+.
4.
4?
And he doesn't have any chips.
I know. This could go really badly.
He wanted to go this way.
This is not my card. This is not... This isn't our floor. What room did we get off on? Oh, no. Actually, it does work. Hold on. I take it back. I keep forgetting. These do work. I just take stress. So that's a 2, so I take 2 stress.
Mental stress or system stress?
System stress. And the door opens. And we go in.
Okay, the lights automatically flicker on.
You just missed a stall.
So close.
We're like, root, woo, woo.
Lights come on.
Yeah, they flicker on. It's an empty hotel room.
Well, go do your magic. His computer's right over there.
When they go into the room, I will send I'll send Charlotte around the building to the front of the building and down far enough, you know, sort of in the shadows.
To look out?
As a lookout. Okay. So if he comes back, he comes up the sidewalk or whatever, I'll spot him.
Okay.
If he comes walking, maybe he comes in from the roof, I don't know.
Okay.
He's Batman.
How about,
I'll shake the mouse and see if the screensaver has a password.
Hello.
Oh, it's locked down.
You never know.
Well, you know, make your machine sing, man.
Look up extended test. It's something fair.
Using the DM screen available at drivethroughrpg.com.
Ding.
Oh, by the way, we also had a posting about the last game on the RPG forum.
Crosstalk?
No, on the, where we post the
our
podcast.
Blog.
Our blog. We have a blog. Wow.
Package that
one of our listeners, fine. I'm sorry, I can't think of his name off the top of my head. Maybe you can look it up. But he wanted to know if it would be possible to post, characters.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. They're on Obsidian Portal. I've been updating it.
Oh, our characters are on there?
Yours aren't.
Well, it's because you take our characters home at night and I don't have them anymore.
Doug uploaded his and Bill uploaded his. And so,
Didn't Bill upload mine?
I've got the ship on there, and I've got all the NPCs.
Wait. Didn't Bill upload mine and Roy's and Jeff?
Damn it, Bill.
Slacker. Son of a... No. Thanks, Bill.
You guys keep your sheets this week and put them on Obsidian Portal.
Can everybody do that?
Yes. Maybe.
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 Okay, so where are we here?
Oh, what I wouldn't give for an Obsidian Portal page.
Oh, man. If you're going to talk, you need to talk in a microphone.
Storm is getting ready to open up the computer.
Okay, then. Storm? No, we were looking up the... Did you find it on the sheet?
Well, this just tells me difficulties. I need...
Basics, that's conflicts new. And consequences, yeah, stress, concessions.
Wow, we had a new post today.
Did we?
Yeah,
several.
Several new posts.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah. That's not the one I was thinking of. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Okay, stop looking at that right now so we can finish this, and then we'll come back to it.
Do you want to just address it and pick this up later? So I
you want to go ahead?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do it that way. Okay, so we're going to stop the game here, continue it next time, and we're going to go to RusakGamers.com.
The setting is Icarus is still back at the ship waiting, you know, sort of monitoring through Charlotte, the Case Spider drone, while the rest of the group has gained entry with a little bit of stress into Balfour's room at the hotel, and they're about to open his iPad keyboard thing.
His iLap.
His iLap, and to investigate it. And the drone is now watching, and so they're opening that up. And I guess that's what we'll pick up next time.
Yep.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. I was just reading the stuff we got yesterday.
Viewer mail.
Is this from 108? Is that what you're looking at, Roy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So
108 Nova Practice episode one. Nova Practice episode four, rather. We've got a message from Blue Tyson, dressed specifically to Joe. Fiber optic mohawk. Nice.
Okay, and then we have one from 107.
We got two from C-Gamer.
Oh, okay.
On 108.
And we have one, and also 107.
Okay, well, it's...
Usually respond to these in tight, and yeah. But I guess we can just go ahead and do it now.
Yeah,
yeah. C-Gamer wrote, this is 130 on 724, for 108.
Uh-huh. One,
okay. Says, consequence degrade from one level to the next according to the chart on page 124. Severe P will degrade to moderate and so on. Sorry, Roy. Gaius. Huh.
Yeah, we even mentioned it tonight where it takes a week, a day, and an hour.
Right.
For me to get rid of that severe consequence. So we eventually did figure that out. But
thank you.
Thank you for the input.
Thank you. And
he figured out faster than we did.
Also, he writes, and this is a couple hours later, you all might want to take a look at concessions on page 123. And this is something that I saw in Fate Core and Fate Accelerated. When Roy offered to be taken out last session, Roy sort of also offered up a concession by not using up all his consequences in the drone fight. Just a thought. And what you get rewarded for that.
Ah.
Enjoying the story and the game, play a lot. Oh, well, thank you, man. That's very nice of you. All right, and then he also posted, and this is a much longer post. It's on
what episode was that associated with?
107 is the other post that C-Gamer has given, and it's fairly long. This came in today at noon. It says, hey, guys. Just found your podcast. I am listening to the Nova Praxis sessions. Really enjoy what I've heard so far. This combat seemed stressful, in quotes, for the players, but still entertaining to listen to. I have had similar experiences with my gaming groups when learning a new system. Well, we do it in every system. Plus, Fate is a unique model compared to other RPG systems. By listening to your sessions, I was compelled. I see what you did there.
Still waiting on the Fate point.
to pick Nova Praxis. It is a very rich setting. You can thank Mike McConnell for that. I picked up the PDF for the discounted Xmas in July price on DriveThruRPG, which we had an ad for.
Yes.
Yeah, we pimped that earlier. Game-wise aspects are the key to the system. They bring the story to life and allow you all to participate in the creation of the story. Of course, the GM has the line item veto as he is the director moderator of the story. Yeah, we don't like that.
What? Give someone else control?
What? What? The GM's at no.
Agree with the next one.
Yes.
In my view, fate points are the currency of the game and to be spent awarded freely. Yeah, I think it needs to be... They need to be flying. Like we all agree with you, I think. A recommendation. Joe needs to compel the characters more.
So, Joe, you're not screwing us enough.
Yeah.
Joe, we're all here. We're all waiting.
Yeah. The tools to challenge them are there on the character sheets. So what if he gives them a fate point for the compel? Good point. If you don't want to bother with a compel because you like where the story was going or at, or was at or going before the compel, then refuse with your fate point. The player, that is, I imagine he's saying.
Yeah.
But in one regard, perhaps the compel will make the story more interesting. Roy, you went with this toward the end of the combat with the taken out result. Well done is what I thought at the time. Okay.
I like guess Dave.
Yeah. C-Gamer, a.k.a. Dave. Keep up all your efforts, and I know I now am a
new fan.
I know I'm a new fan.
I now am a new fan.
Ah, sorry. Got it. Gotcha. Now we know what you're saying here, and I apologize. keep up your efforts, and I now am a new fan. Well, I'll tell you what, we got some dice left.
Sure do.
We're running low, though.
Sure are.
And we're going to hand them all out at Gen Con.
Sure
will. If you're going to be at Gen Con, hook up with us. We'll get you one. Or shoot Roy your email there with your address, and we'll send you one there, Dave, and because we appreciate the input and you listening. And do we have...
Well, real quick, getting to what he just said about fate chips. I mean, that last game session we did, I mean, fate was flying pretty good at the end there. Mm-hmm. I mean.
Yeah, especially because you spent like three or four years, I want to do this.
Right.
And I think it's right. We just need to be thinking more along the lines of, you know, compelling and bringing all that stuff into the story.
The last two games that we've gotten a lot better at.
Got a lot more done.
Well, that and we're learning to affect the roles that when we need to using the narrative with the fate points, where the first combat we were kind of like, holy crap, what to do now? Now we know what roles we need to beat.
Right.
So we're bending the narrative to beat the roles that we have to beat. I think it's working better.
Yeah.
Thanks for the email, though. That's awesome.
Thanks, Dave. Really appreciate Absolutely. It. Send me your contact information, roy@rusackgamers.com. We don't use that information for anything but giving out dice. So
yeah, and then we open Roy's head and scrub his brain so he won't remember.
Oh, yeah, that's not even necessary. I completely forget anything I've just typed.
That's what he needs. Yeah,
that's what the gin and tonic's for.
Yeah,
love gin and tonic. Hey, before we get on, before we end,
yeah.
Hello,
baby.
I'm waiting to be compelled.
Compelled. All right. Couple things. When is this going to post? 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay.
So just before the con.
Yeah.
Right. There should be
the Kickstarter for, what is it?
Iron Empire's Void.
Right.
Yes.
Which is the Chris Moeller, which is what the,
I had a question.
Burning Empires is all based on.
Now, Todd, you got yours. Were you able to get in on the signed autograph copy? Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, if you have not checked out, Iron Empires by Chris, is it Moeller?
Chris Moeller, yeah.
Moeller. Do so. It was some great graphic, novels from back in the 90s, and he's finally done a third installment, and we are completely jazzed by that. That is,
it's beautiful work.
Yeah, I mean, his art's amazing. And, friend of the show.
He
has contacted us.
Yeah.
And, Burning Wheel Headquarters, it's the world, it's the, setting that is based, that they use for, Burning Empires, which is a very dense game, but it is worth the effort.
It's the games we've played are in our archives.
Yeah.
Reached at RusackGamers.com.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the funding period ends on August 21st. At this point, they are, about 75-80%.
Yeah, they're almost there. Yeah, but check them out. I mean, it's worth the money. I mean, if you can just get the PDF or throw him a buck, you know, whatever you can do.
Right. The signed copies are gone as of today, which is July 24th. But you can still get the regular hardcover copy and the digital copy, shipping within the U.S. Obviously, it goes up from there. There's still a bunch of stuff left. But between that and then Roy sent us something today about Pinnacle.
Pinnacle is going to be starting so by the time this is dropped, Pinnacle will have started a new Kickstarter for
Weird Wars Rome. Ooh.
Now, I have done Weird Wars 2, which is about Weird Wars in World War II.
Uh-huh.
And I would guess just by that it's ancient Rome would be.
Sounded like it.
Yeah. Now who knows if that's the case or not, but that's probably what it's going to be.
It sounds like it's going to be a smaller Kickstarter than Deadlands Noir was.
Well, that started off small and then it exploded.
God, that was a beautiful system. My book should be coming in soon. I'm so excited.
Okay, so in sum, Iron Empire's Kickstarter, The Void.
The Void, yeah. I'll put links to these in the show notes.
Weird Wars Rome, which will be starting soon.
Yep.
And give us feedback. Send us email. Send us an address. We'll send you dice.
Still, the whole dice thing's open up it's still open.
I have sent out dice to everyone who has asked for it. We had, another person in Australia who asked for dice. So
good on you, mate.
Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully it's gotten to you by now and cleared customs. So it's really unusual when you go in with a 1 6-sided die and a giant envelope and say, yeah, I need a custom sheet for this.
Yeah. And, as far as at Gen Con, if anybody's, you said this will be
before Gen Con.
Okay. If anybody's at Gen Con, Jeff and I are going to be running games.
And Games on Demand.
Games on Demand. I will be running, hopefully, if people sign up for it, Friday morning. And then I'm there from 10 to 6 on Saturday. I'll be there all day on Saturday.
Oh, wow, really? Cool.
Yeah. I don't think Jeff is there as much as I am.
No, I know I'm usually pretty burnt by Saturday.
No, Saturday, that'll be fine for me, so I won't have any problem with that.
Yeah, I'll play it by ear.
Right.
I don't want to overcommit.
Okay.
Which is a tendency.
They usually have extra tables, though.
I mean, if I'm there and I feel up to it, I'll do it, but mm-hmm. I don't want to promise to do something and then get there and...
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to run around with the tape recorder.
So, anybody else, are you coming with us, Doug? You gonna be there this year?
I might come up on Saturday.
Cool.
Yay.
That'd be nice. Jason never goes, nope. Even though
we beg for him to go every year.
We pleaded.
Jason, just come up on Friday and Saturday. You'll have
just
a good time.
Just come up Sunday, man.
No.
No.
Nope.
No.
If Doug's coming up Saturday, why don't y'all come together?
Yeah.
Bring your son up, man. We'll, you know, check it out. I don't know. Maybe Doug was going to bring the little bitty car in.
I got two cars.
Tie your son to the top.
Yeah, tie your son to the room.
I got tickets for nothing, so.
Yeah.
I got tickets to seminars.
Yeah, we did too. I mean, we didn't get tickets to the game for anything.
And the premiere to the Gamers 3.
Nice.
Yeah.
Friday night. Looking forward to
and
that.
And then, what's the fellow talking on Friday?
R.A. Salvatore?
Yes, thank you.
Bob. Friend of the show before there was a show?
Yeah.
Wubba wubba.
So.
Does he know he's a friend of the show?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got
a few dice I'm going to try and save.
So is that
so
it?
So I think that's about it.
Anybody got anything?
Would you quit that?
What?
That.
Oh, man, I'm itchy. Oh, gosh, that feels
good. I did hear on NPR today that 20 years ago today,
uh-huh.
the preeminent Tupac Shakur album dropped today, 20 years ago today.
That was on NPR?
Believe it or not.
Well, I believe it. It's 20 years now.
Yeah. Right.
All right, then. Everyone say goodnight.
Good night.
Good night.
Now, I would like to personally reiterate, simpler is better. Don't forget to pick up your own copy of the Nova Praxis PDF at DriveThruRPG. The regular PDF is currently offered, pay what you want. And if you're going to Gen Con, look us up. We'll be holding court outside the Omni Hotel every night from Wednesday through Saturday evening. Oh, and as of this episode, the Iron Empire's Kickstarter has been funded, and so has the Weird Wars Rome. Please take a look at both of these great Kickstarters. The links will be in the show notes. And seriously, thanks for the feedback from Seed Gamer and Blue Tyson. We love to hear from you guys. Write or call and tell us what we're doing wrong or right or what you think we should be doing. We love that stuff. Send us more. Our email address is roy@rusackgamers.com. And our voicemail is 502-4141-RU. That's 502-4141-766. Finally, for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast by the Rusack Gamers.
This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. The opening song is Betty Betty by the Nunchucks. Nova Praxis is released under the Open Gaming License. Fate is copyright 2003 by Evil Hat Productions, LLC. Nova Praxis, Strands of Fate, and Strands of Power, copyright 2010, Void Star Studios.